Although they had Dr. Brian McKay, not just the chiropractor, Stanford, Darien, Norwalk, New Canaan. I think we could hit all of them. Well, anyhow, that time of year, what are we seeing a lot of? Sciatica, you know, lumbago, another old term, slip disc, herniated disc. Let's go over the major causes of sciatica, okay? Now, let's start with idiopathic. Idiopathic is the one where we don't know where it comes from. But chances are, you know, if you have sciatica, it's got to be a reason. You know, idiopathic means there is no reason or no good medical reason for it. But I'm not on board with that. All right, let's talk about the herniated disc. Probably the most common cause of sciatica. Now, what's the other term for herniated disc? Slip disc. And what happens there is it occurs when the inner soft material, the spinal disc, protrudes through the tough outer layer. And I want you to think about like an egg that's not hard boiling. We have the yolk, and you have the white stuff on the outside, so it's cooked. And the yellow stuff is a soft, cushy material, and the white stuff is a little bit more hard. And so what happens when the yolk breaks through into the egg white, that we call a protrusion, or a slip disc, if you'd like to call it that. And when it happens, it typically compress the nearby nerve roots. And if it happens in the low back, primarily L5, S1 area, S2, S3, you're going to irritate and put pressure on sciatic nerve. You can also put pressure on a spinal cord. But that's the next one we're going to go over, and that's called lumbar spinal stenosis. Now, you're probably hearing this term a lot more often lately. Well, spinal stenosis, it refers to the narrowing of the spinal canal in the low back, and it can compress the spinal cord itself. And in this case here with sciatica, it can compress the sciatic nerve, leading to sciatic symptoms. Now, what kind of symptoms do we have with sciatica? Well, you had to ask. A lot of times, well, there's different grades. So you have grade 1, which typically goes to your butt. Grade 2 goes back, you know, the back of your thigh. And grade 3 down to all the way to the foot, even to the toes. So that's how we grade sciatica. You know, and typically what happens if you let it go too long with grade 1, it progresses to grade 2 into grade 3. Now, the problem here is if you're having that progression, that natural progression of sciatica into a, you know, grade 1 to grade 2 to grade 3, what you have to think about you might be making a mistake doing is you might be making a mistake because you're not allowing you're not addressing it. So people take an Advil, the Icy Hot, Salon Pass, massage. And listen, massage a lot of times is great, but if it's irritating sciatic nerve, sometimes you go in there for a good massage, you could probably do some more damage than you want to do. So it's just something to keep in the back of your mind. So stenosis, we're over a herniated disc, which is where that egg yolk leaves into the egg white and puts pressure on the nerve roots, primarily for the sciatic nerve, which is the L4, L5, S1. And then we did lumbar spinal stenosis, which is irritated, narrows the spinal canal. So sometimes that herniated disc goes centrally. A centrally located herniated disc could be causing spinal stenosis as well. But you wouldn't double up on the diagnosis. You just keep it one. So basically, now, degenerative disc disease. Well, what gets better as you get older? Used to be your 401k. Even though that's not the case anymore. Well, DJD, another term, osteoarthritis. As we age, the spinal disc between the vertebrae can degenerate or wear down. When it does, you're losing that cushion, the spacing between. You know, what would happen if you lose your gums? The spacing in between your teeth. Well, you got a problem. Well, that you can see, and you probably would act more quickly. Degenerative disc disease, aka osteoarthritis, is a little bit different. So you can have wearing away the end plate, and as a result, this disc losing its shock absorbing, cushioning, spacing properties. And what happens there is you transfer the mechanical load. And when that happens, you can compress the nerve roots, and that includes the sciatic nerve. So those are right now the three big ones: herniated disc, lumbar spinal stenosis, degenerative disc disease. Now, let's move on to another one you're going to hear, is the piriformis syndrome. Now, piriformis is a muscle involved quite often with sciatica. And you want to know why? Because the sciatic nerve goes through the piriformis muscle. And it can really be a major irritant. So believe it or not, the sciatic nerve goes right through the piriformis muscle. And when it becomes tight or spasm, it can irritate and cause you all kinds of those sciatica symptoms like burning, numbness, tingling, sharp shooting, on fire. What else do you hear? Pins and needles, not so much. What happens is people tend to minimize pins and needles, numbness and tingling. It doesn't hurt, you can still function. Basically, most people don't walk into the office and say, I have a mild case of sciatica, I'd like to address it. They'll wait until it's like really, really bad, they can't move. And then you get the phone call like I did this morning on an otherwise day I would not be seeing patients, and somebody is in bad shape because they let it go for the last 2 weeks. But I happen to love my patients, so I did see that person this morning, and they are feeling better, I'll have you know. So the piriformis is this muscle, and like I said, it's involved a lot of times. As a matter of fact, it's a key player, and if people miss that, sometimes you got to really work to reduce the piriformis spasm. And if you can do that, you can get some relief because you can take the pressure off the nerves that way. So let's keep moving on. So again, like I said, herniated disc, lumbar spinal stenosis, degenerative disc disease, piriformis. What next? Well, injury or trauma. You take a fall, you slip on the ice, you go down a set of stairs, you miss a stair going down, you can irritate the sciatic nerve. You can put the discs to put pressure on the nerve roots, and this can cause sciatica. So those are your primary things. Now, there's other conditions that are more pathological. And pathological are the ones that are much more serious, and you need to take sciatica serious, especially, if you have back pain, it could be something simple, mechanical low back, which is really easy to fix and should resolve very quickly and also not very expensive. Now, if you have a trauma, if there's a fracture, well, you're not going to come see me as a chiropractor because I'm not going to take you as a patient. But I would do an x-ray to rule that out anyhow. So the other thing here you got to start looking for is spinal tumors. Now, tumors, there's many different types, are space-taking lesions. Some are benign, some are not, okay? Some are malignant. But the spinal tumor, you need to see. When you see that on an x-ray, it's usually very, very late, and that's not a good thing. So a lot of times, spinal tumors, you need to really image with a CAT scan or an MRI to really catch them early, where they're much more treatable. Especially, benign, you don't worry about as much because it's not so serious. Malignant, you definitely worry about. And they're kind of rare, and tumors in the spine can develop and compress the sciatic nerve and leading to sciatic symptoms. So it is a possibility. It's just further down the food chain. Now, let me warn you. You go see a chiropractor, massage therapist, physical therapist, and you don't see results, and you have lingering, or if it becomes chronic sciatica, you got to go get this thing imaged. Do yourself a favor. It could be nothing, but I would feel better if you actually went and got it examined properly. And then that way a radiologist can sign off on it and see what's happening there. Because, as a chiropractor, I'm not going to take a spinal tumor. I don't treat them. Neither does a massage therapist. Neither does a physical therapist. So if you're seeing longer results, and if you're not seeing results and you're having lasting sciatic symptoms like the burning, numbness, tingling, anything else, time to stop. Let's get an MRI, CAT scan, get you to a radiologist, and then have it evaluated at a different level, because you ain't going to get results with chiropractic, PT, or massage, which are the three common things you would do. Or again, medication. You may just keep taking over-the-counter pills. But again, what's it going to do for you? Let's get on to the next one. Spondylolisthesis. It's a great word if you're doing Scrabble. And basically what happens here is you got the bone, one bone going forward and one bone going back. And you lose stability and you're really traction the nerve root. And if it's hitting the nerve root, that the sciatic nerve with the L4, L5, S1, you're going to have problems. But, you know, sometimes we can mitigate that. It's very important that whoever you see take an X-ray. The X-ray can show that pretty graphically, because then it also, when you see on X-ray, there are ways to mitigate the pain, sciatic pain of spondylolisthesis. But you really got to make sure you take an X-ray to see it. And again, if you don't see results after a certain period of time, you need to go see a different doctor, because we're not going to fix everything. I have a patient now, patient I care very much about. He's going for surgery, and he's in great shape. He's going to be 75 years old, but the pain is too much, and I'm not going to be able to help him any further. So based on, you know, common sense, he's going to see a – he actually, no, he's – might be going to the surgery this week. I have to double check. All right. Let's go on to muscle spasms. I know it's probably the least offensive things, but a muscle spasm, you know, people always think it's a muscle pain. And a lot of times your muscle is involved with the pain. So I'm not going to argue with you on that one at all. I agree with you. Muscle spasm can cause all kinds of sciatic symptoms. But muscles help move and support bone. And typically, if the bones, in this case here, more than likely the pelvic structure is not aligned properly. And that can cause body. Also, your hip misalignment can be another thing too. We call chiropractic calls subluxations. Subluxations are when bones go out of place and they cause all kinds of havoc. Well, this is what we can hopefully mitigate is pretty easily. Right? We can reduce a muscle spasm by putting the muscle, the bone back where they need to be, and that reduces the loading on the muscle, which eventually fatigues, gives out, and goes into spasm. So, you know, and for the most, people don't understand. It's not that hard to find the cause of sciatica, okay? And a lot of times, a lot of people have a back pain, it's a sciatica. It's like you have wrist pain, it's carpal tunnel. You know, so you have a lot of this misleading information. So I would have to say, go get yourself examined. Do yourself the big favor. Get yourself examined. Take care of it, because, you know, you're not going to sleep as well when you have sciatica. You will not. I promise. You know, you turn, you wake up in the middle of the night. It just, why? It's not the way you want to be anyhow. So go see a professional. You got a question, I'm more than happy. Call me up, 203-656-3636. 203-656-3636. Give me a shout, and I'm more than happy. I'll refer you to whoever in your area, because you kind of do want to get an X-ray, especially if it lasts more than a week or two. You know, so do yourself a favor. Get the help you need early on. You know, I'm going to tell you, if you take an Advil or leave for sciatica, if it helps you get through the night, maybe get through a couple of days of work, fine. Eventually, you're going to have to get it fixed. That is the problem that you have to address, getting it fixed accurately. But I would suggest whoever you see take an X-ray to give it a proper diagnosis of the different stuff we've outlined in today's, not just the chiropractor, Stanford, Darien, Norwalk, and Canaan. Hey, you have a good day. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And hopefully you learned stuff from what I've got to share. All right. You take care. Thank you. Bye.